You walk me, and we see Jesus, my Savior, forever. I give you all of me. I give you all of me. We say, King Jesus, my Savior, forever. I give you all of me. I give you all of me. I'm no longer a slave to fear, for I am a child of God. I'm no longer a slave to fear, for I am child of God. To worship you I live, to worship you I live to worship you. Oh, to worship you I live, to worship you I live to worship you. Oh, 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 oh. I'll never know how much it costs to see my sins upon that cross. I'll never know how much it costs to see my sins upon that cross. I'll never know how much it costs to see my sins upon that cross. I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you. Just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything. Oh, I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you. I just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything. I surrender all to you. Everything I give to you, withholding nothing, withholding nothing. You unravel me with a melody. You surround me with a song of deliverance from my enemies. till all my fears are gone. I'm no longer a slave to fear, for I am a child of God. Yeah, yeah. I'm no longer a slave to fear, for I am a child of God. From my mother's womb, you have chosen me. Love has called my name. I've been born again into a family. Your blood flows through my veins. I'm no longer a slave to fear, for I am a child of God. I'm no longer a slave to fear, for I am a child of God. You split the sea so I could walk right through it. My fears are drowned in perfect love. You rescued me so I can stand and see. I am a child of God. You split the sea so I could walk right through it. My fears are drowned in perfect love. You rescued me so I can stand and sing. I am a child of God. I'm no longer a slave to fear, for I am a child of God. I'm no longer a slave to fear, for I am child of God. I surrender to you. Everything I give to you, withholding nothing, withholding nothing. I surrender to you. Everything I give to you, withholding nothing, withholding nothing.
At this moment, I'm going to turn it over to the greeter. Greeter, are you there?
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Yes. Loud and clear.
Thank you so much, Ms. Kalen, for ushering us in this morning. I am a child of God. That is so awesome. Yes, we are. Good morning. Good morning. Happy week, everyone. Good morning. Good morning again. I am so God's Will for Your Life Wednesday. This is my tag, God's Will for Your Life Wednesday. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we may not understand how everything worked out, but we trust you. We thank you. We adore you. We love you at all times, God. We thank you for everything you have done in our lives. Heavenly Father, we adore our two amazing co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, for their commitment and vision for our master's call Monday through Friday. We give thanks to the speaker about the download of word in a telecommunications sanctuary. So we ask everyone to go out and share this message with someone today. We thank every prayer warrior, guest, artist, life, family for joining us here on the Master. We praise God for the entire DS Daily On family for sharing artist life worldwide. We pray for Mother Joseph, Mother Alla, Mother Eleanor, Mother Scott to stay healthy. We pray for the sick and shut in. Go by the hospital, nursing home, Lord. Touch them in a way that they've never been touched before. We pray for the bereaved family, Lord. Lord, pray for the families in California, Lord, that lost their lives. They touch their family like never before, Lord. Lord, ask to thank him. We thank him. Who call of him to all who is trusting him. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Host, are you there?
Good morning, Minister Cynthia. Can you hear me?
Yes, yes, yes. Take it away. God bless you. Have a great day.
Thank you, and thank you for greeting us this morning with that wonderful tag, God's Will for Our Lives Wednesday, and starting our day with that powerful prayer. Thank you so much, Minister Kaylin, for that beautiful song. I definitely needed that song and reminder that I'm no longer a slave to fear and that I'm a child of God. Thank you for that. Good morning, TMC family. My name is Rebecca Thomas, and I am calling from Snellville, Georgia today. And I'd love to tell you about the Master's Call. We were founded in October of 2010 by our wonderful co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton, and our doctor and pastor, Vanessa Weatherspoon. We stand on the scripture coming from Psalm 88:13, and that says, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." Our mission statement is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. We also have a website where you can see all the past messages as well as read the bios of our speakers. And that website is www.themasterscall.net. And again, that website is www.themasterscall.net, and also the fasting directives are on there. And our theme for the year is in 2020, with supernatural eyes of faith in us and through us, that in the evidence of greater works must be released and seen. And if you feel led of the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry as a greeter, such as what our Minister Cynthia did, a host like what I'm doing right now, or share a word from the Lord, or you might have a prayer request or a praise report, well, you can submit that information to the email address info@themasterscall.net. Again, that email address is info@themasterscall.net. And our Dr. Vanessa or our Prayer General Minister, Brenda Terrell, will contact you. And we all came together through a phenomenal company called Artists International, which was established by the Diaz de Leon family over 29 or 30 years ago now. And we are now called Artist Life, and we're still featuring great products to help the world become healthier. Excuse me. We also have a new morning motivational call held Monday through Friday right after this call. And this is where the team of artist leaders give vital information on the benefits of the wonderful products. And that number is 712-770-4005. And the number is 294-617-POUND. Again, 712-770-4005, PIN number 294-617-pound. And there's a bypass number if you need to get on the call free of charge, and that is 716-293-9707. And today is Wednesday. Today is Awareness Wednesday on the call, and they're going to be talking about exercise and stress reduction. And now our speaker of the hour is our very own Dr. P.K. Patton. And she is a native of Monticello, Mississippi, and she has held and filled many roles, including being commissioned as an Army chaplain for Fort Rucker, Alabama, and she was also the chaplain for the hospital and the 113th Aviation Battalion. She was also the founding pastor of Shekinah Glory Church, and she also served as the president for the National Council of Negro Women and the president of the Hinesville Ministerial Alliance. And then she continued to be the chaplain for the 702nd Military Intelligence Group, and she was a senior pastor for the Interfaith Worship Service. She was also the pastor in Presidio of Monterey and the chaplain to the cadets and the cadre there. And she served as the operations and of the she served as a chaplain for operations, plans, and training, and the associate pastor for the military chapel there. And she's a loving wife, mother, and grandmother to her 5 grandchildren. And she was even, for a season, the one and only ambassador of Artists International. And she is one of our wonderful co-founders here on the Master's Call, and she's just a wonderful and beautiful, joyous woman of God. Dr. P.K., are you on the line with us this morning?
Can you hear me, Minister Rebecca?
Yes, ma'am. Please take it away.
Thank you so very much. I love and appreciate you. You know, as you were reading that, I said, oh, Lord, I did do those things, didn't I? I thank you, and I just bless the Lord for each and every one of you all on here this morning. Our greeter, Honorable Cynthia Cox, and what can I say about our psalmist this morning? I'm no longer a slave to sin. Thank you, God, I am not. Psalmist Kaylin, I love, love, love you, and so look forward to seeing and being with you again. Artists brought us together there in Las Vegas last year with my husband and I, and God knows that was the last time we have been together, all of us. And I just thank God for you. Just kind of rose up in there this morning. Thank God for our own Dr. Vanessa. I love you and I honor you this morning for who you are in this ministry and what you do for the TMC and Artist family. Thank you so much. And as my late husband would always say, kiss Mother Josie for me. Oh, my God, you all, can you believe that we are 25 days into this 40-day fast? And the testimonies that I'm receiving are just off the chart. And I tell you, it shows me that God is God. He's such a wonderful God. In the midst of all that is going on, God is still God. And such a wonderful God is He. So as I get into our message today, I'm going to start off with the scripture reading that Dr. Vanessa has given us for today for the fast in 15 division of Psalms, and I'm going to start reading at the 12th verse and read throughout the chapter. I just want you all to know something. As we are fasting, we aren't just fasting. We aren't just dieting. We aren't just praying. We are in a place of consecrating ourselves to God and saying to him, use me as you see fit, for I am one of your children. I belong to you, and I want you to be glorified. I want to glorify you in everything I do. Therefore, I am placing myself on the altar so that you can purify me and prepare me to make me worthy to be in your presence. Make me worthy to be called a child of the King. Oh God, I'm reading from the Message Bible. Oh God, remember us and bless us. Bless the families of TMC. It says Israel and Aaron here. And let God bless all who fear God. Bless the small, hiya, glory to God, and bless the great. Oh, let God enlarge your families, giving growth to you and growth to your children. You all, this is some good stuff this morning. May you be blessed by God who made heaven and earth. What a great God to serve you all. The heavens of heavens is for God, and he puts us in charge of the earth. He trusts us to do that. He wants us to work while it's yet day. Why? Because dead people can't praise God. Not a word to be heard from those buried in the ground. But we bless God, oh yes, we bless him now. We bless him always. Hallelujah. Bless the name of Jesus. Father God, I thank you this morning and I give you praise. Magnifying your holy name, God, for the breakthroughs that you are giving us as we prepare ourselves to be workers here in your kingdom. And we thank you for it, Lord. And we thank you for it, Lord. And we bless your name in Jesus' holy name. Amen and amen. As my prayer warrior, Minister Willa Peterson, and I get on this phone every day and pray and discuss issues of the day, I am often reminded of the fact that indeed, we are just little children of God, a part of this family of God. And God wants his children to look just like him. And so therefore, we must deal with the things that would prevent us from looking like him. And I started on that list back on the 13th of January, talking about those things which will separate us from God and make us look like the enemy. That thing called pride, unforgiveness. And this morning, we are going to talk about that ugly thing called jealousy. Mm-hmm. Bless the name of Jesus. Jealousy is also known as envy and covetousness. Jealousy can and does close doors in our lives, preventing us from having what God has for us. Jealousy is really a smack in the face towards a holy God who is sovereign and who gives gifts as he chooses and wills to his children. In actuality, really God, it really says, God, what you gave me is not good enough. I don't like this anointing. I don't like how you use me. I wish that you would use me another way. I want to be like such and such and so and so. What is jealousy? Jealousy is feeling resentment towards someone else's success and advantages. Jealousy is characterized by suspicious fears and resentment, inclined to, troubled by suspicions of fear of rivalry. Jealousy is resenting the fact that others have something, do something, or are something that you wish you had, could do, or were. Jealousy really is a smack toward the face of God. You didn't make me like I wanted to be made. I remember when I was a young girl, and thank God for deliverance, I would look at myself in the mirror and say, you are too black. Your hair is too knotty. I wished I was just a little lighter and hair a little straighter. Not knowing what I know today, as James Brown said, help me along the way. I'm black and I'm proud. But more than that, today I learned that God made me beautiful, that my beautiful black skin says that I am somebody special in this place where God has placed me. Jealousy occurs when a person hates you for one of these three reasons. Number one, and first of all, they hate themselves. They look in the mirror and they don't love themselves. I look in the mirror and I say, girl, you are one bad mood of scooter. God threw away the mold when he made you. You are beautiful. Jealousy occurs when a person says they want to be you. And number three, they see you as a threat. Worry not about these things. Be secure in who you are. For I tell you, if jealousy is not repented of, and if you are suffering from that sin, and you don't deal with that thing, that ugly green monster, or let God deal with it in your heart, then that jealousy is going to eventually turn to hate. Furthermore, that hate will end up consuming your entire life. And it will surely, surely control you. What am I saying to you this morning? I'm saying to you that in the midst of your fasting, ask God to show you who you really are. Because, hear me, my dear friends, this morning, there will always be someone who you would think have better hair than you, prettier than you, a better shape than you, more anointed than you, has a bigger ministry than you, can absolutely sing the house down, more gifted than you, has a sharper mind and better work ethics than you. Just that it's always going to be somebody just a little bit better than you if you go out comparing yourself with somebody else. And that list goes on and on and on. Remember, we are in this family together. I love the fact that our prayer general, Brenda Correa, can absolutely pray the Lord. They say she can pray the paint off the wall. Is that anything for you to be jealous about if all you know is the Lord's Prayer? Start where you are and just pray. And just do what you can do. Don't be jealous of her ability to pray. You don't know what she's gone through to get there. I often say, and you've often heard, people see the glory, but they don't know the story. God knows each of us have a story. If we are out here, we have a story. God, I thank you and I praise you today. I just keep getting this prayer up in my spirit. It just keeps coming there. I thank you and I praise you for our ancestors who prayed and who paid the price so that we can walk in the blessings that have been released to us down through our bloodline. We are somebody special. God has given us something that each and every one of us should be proud of. It is up to us to identify exactly what that thing is. And going through this prayer and fasting, it will help you do and see, just as Honorable Cynthia Cox said this morning, going through the fast makes me feel a little bit lighter so I can look around and see where I am and who I am in this body, in this family of God. He's given all of us something that we are to share here in this family. You all, when we hate, if you hate yourself, the insecurities that are deep-rooted that will cause you to hate yourself makes it very difficult for you to love anybody else. No love for yourself will cause you to hate others. And if we are jealous of others' success, marriage, ministry, spiritual gifts, or children, we can hinder, I say that again, what God could be trying to deliver to you. Hence, this becomes a major hindrance to receiving the breakthroughs that God has for you. I want you to get every breakthrough that God has for you as we are going through this 40-day fast. Remember the story of Joseph, you all. His very own brothers in the family, not extended family, but his brothers, were so jealous of him that they left him for dead. Now, that's bad. What later happened was so shocking. They eventually had to humble themselves and bow down to him. With great blessings came great pain and suffering for Joseph. He went through so much. So if you're finding yourself in the place where you feel that you are going through, know that God sees you. He knows what's going on in your life. And God will show up and he's going to repay. He's going to do what needs to be done. So worry not, because you are in a process. You are being prepared. You are being positioned so that you can rule and reign in your little corner. It is perfectly okay. God knows that we need him today to help us with this monster of sin that comes to keep us and prevent us from going forward, that will absolutely separate us from him. So this morning, I pray again, God, in the name of Jesus, give us ways to overcome jealousy. Number one, admit it to God. I am out of time. Yes, I am, and I'm stopping. And I'm going to talk some more about this, because this is so important that we should deal with this. I see it raise its ugly head, not only in our church, in our artist family, in our own immediate family. And we must deal with this ugly thing called jealousy. So the next time we are together, I'm going to give you four ways to overcome jealousy. And with that being said, I'm going to give you also scriptures that will help you deal with that ugly sin of jealousy. Come, Minister Rebecca, and give us a couple of, come and do what you need to do to help close us out, and I'm coming back with the benediction.
Okay. Thank you so much, Dr. PK, for blessing us with that profound word. I am going to make sure to be on the line. I want to hear those four strategies. Shortly, I'll ask you to come back and close the call with the benediction after a few announcements. TMC family, let us pray over our prayer requests. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we love you and we just praise your holy name, Lord. You are so magnificent and you are so wondrous, Lord. We thank you for this beautiful day that you have made, Lord. We're rejoicing and we're so glad in it. Lord, we thank you for our speaker, Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton, Lord. Thank you for blessing her into overflow. Thank you for blessing her family and her community, Lord. And just continue to just pour back your refreshing spirit over her, Lord, as she refreshed us so much. Lord, thank you for our Dr. Vanessa, Lord, and her family, Lord. Thank you for blessing her and to overflow in her community, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for our Artist Life family, the Diaz de Leon family, the every single distributor and customer and everyone associated with artists, Lord. Just continue to bless them and give them strategies and wisdom, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the wonderful praise reports and prayer requests, Lord, that you've done, Lord, for us, Lord. And we also lift up our family who are going through any type of sickness, Lord. We thank you for healing them, Lord, in advance, Lord, and we just trust you with them, Lord. And, Lord, we lift up our bereaved family members, Lord. You know who they are, and you know what pain that they are feeling, Lord. Thank you for being an omnipresent God, Lord, that you are right there with them, Lord. And we just lift up also, Lord, the Bryant family, Vanessa and her children, Lord, and also the other families, Lord, involved in that, in the helicopter accident, Lord, on Sunday. Lord, and we just thank you for loving them, Lord, and being their Jesus peace that surpasses all understanding, Lord. We thank you for our TMC family, Lord. Do something super special and supernatural for them where they each know that this can only come from you, King Jesus. And we love you, Lord. We agree that your kingdom come and your will is done right here on this earth as you have it in heaven. In King Jesus' name we pray. Amen. To hear the playback of this powerful message, you can call 712-432-1085, and the PIN number is 957-677-POUND. The New Morning Motivational Call is next at 712-770-4005. PIN number is 294-617-POUND. Again, it is Awareness Wednesday with the exercise and stress reduction topic. Thank you again, Minister Cynthia, for greeting everyone and opening the call with prayer. Dr. PK, thank you once again for that powerful message this morning. Will you close us with a benediction?
Praise God. Thank you so much, Minister Rebecca. TMC family, as we continue with our fast, as we continue lifting each other up and praying for each other for the fast, we are asking God to turn the light of heaven on us so that we can see ourselves and correct those things which are not like him. Thank you, God. Now, God, we ask that your precious Holy Spirit will rest, rule, and abide with each of us as we go forth to accomplish the mission that you have given us. We love you, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Lord. Amen and amen. Go out and have a super fantastic day, my friends.